This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent. Paul's youngest son. I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I'll try to answer all your gardening questions the best I can. You know, the holidays are, well, the first holiday is over. Christmas was this past week. It was a great time to spend time with your family. I got to have my mom down here with my, my family. It was great to have her with us, for a few days. So that was something that we've, been trying to do the past couple of years when my dad was around, but, you know, now it's my mom, so it's been, it was good to see all the faces on my, my children as they bought stuff, as they opened stuff. It was, something you'll never really, you know, you can't get pictures to put, to give it justice, but, it was a good time. Hope everybody had a good time as well. Yeah, we got the new year coming up. It's all resolution time, you know. How long can you stay at the gym? I think I made it, 3 weeks 1 year. So that was my record, I think. But, you know, hey, what do you have for resolutions for the garden this year? What do you want to do differently? What are you going to change? What are you going to put in this year? You know, are you going to redo a different part of the garden? Are you going to do this, that, or the other thing? You know, we can be here to help with that, help plan the future of the garden. So, you know, let's take a look and see what we can do to help you out today. For those of you who haven't signed up yet, definitely take a look at the newsletter. Some great information that we've been pulling out of the archives. This past week, or 2 weeks ago, I want to say it was the 20th, right before Christmas, that was a really good one on a few different houseplants. Some great information there, then some about the orchid and the African violets, and then again, we talked about the cut Christmas tree and the hero of that, the two children of Franklin Roosevelt, Archie and Quentin. So some good information there. Then this past week, there was another, some more good information there. So definitely take a look at that weekly. As we go forward, I'll definitely be trying to add some things, but we're probably going to keep in a few different articles from my father. We're working on getting some things together, saving all these old articles, seeing what we can do to go forward. So definitely keep up with that and see what you can do there. This past one is a... This one this past week had a pretty good one in regards to how to grow a pineapple at home. I remember as a kid, we brought a pineapple home from our garden center that we had and grew that. And, you know, it was a little harder than some of the other things that I've done. But it was pretty cool. It had this little pineapple on the top, and it was a... You know, we didn't have to start it from this. The pineapple itself, you can actually take the top and use it as a plant and replant it. So it's pretty cool information. So, you know, definitely take a look at those, get some information. But going forward, you know, this new year, I want to talk about a few different things that we should look at for the season. You know, we should really look at, you know, getting some sort of journal, some sort of something with your garden, and take some notes in different times of year when different things happen. You know, when does it bloom? When does it start to leaf out? Did it have an insect here? Did it have an insect there? Did you start watering then? When did the ground thaw? Those types of things. So that way, you know, the ground thawing is going to be different each year, but it's going to allow you to, you know, change a little bit and just anticipate what's going to happen, to do better by your plants that are outside and by your lawn, etc. You know, what else is there that you can do, to make sure, you know, you're not worrying about, different types of insects. Like, you know, I talked about this one a few times, the winter moth, knowing when it usually comes out, knowing, okay, this is about the time, these are the signs, and so you know that it's going to happen, so not each year you're sitting there going, okay, what happened this year, what's this? Just really trying to get ahead of what you're doing, that way, you know, you can enjoy the garden versus worrying about it a little bit. So just a few thoughts. In the meantime, give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call. We'll do everything we can to help you out today. And, you know, a few things here and there that we can do. Like I said, the different house plants, you know, it's some great information. But one of the things that I like to look at is just all the different plants that my father has talked about, and it's great because a lot of these I know about, and I can look at the name and say, oh, I know exactly what that is. I've always been a tree and shrub and lawn type guy, knowing the annuals and perennials and some houseplants here and there, but I've really done more research in the past few months just to be up to date with it. But looking at some of the articles that my father's done has been pretty good to see, because I'm knowing a lot of these plants, so and I can picture them, etc. So I feel like he's taught me there, so that's good. But we can go over a few of the different house plants that you can bring inside, easy to use in the house, that type of thing. You don't want to worry about some of the, you know, hard to do type things. You want to try and be able to bring something into the house and not worry about having to, you know, always water this way, or always you have to cut it every 2 weeks, etc., or when you need to do this, that, or the other thing. So we'll try to give you some ideas for some easier houseplants to bring into the house. You know, houseplant popularity is coming back. It's always been something that has been there. People have enjoyed bringing the plants inside, but now that, you know, you've kind of made this, you know, in the past, I want to say 5-6 years, there's been a outdoor living areas. So when you go outside, it's kind of like another room of the house. Well, bringing some of these plants in the house is added to that to allow you to have that feeling as well. So houseplants, you know, have really come back in popularity. They were very popular 70s, 80s, some into the 90s. Then they kind of faded away a little bit, but they're definitely coming back. So we'll go over some things like that just to see what we have, see some different ones that you could use. You know, one that my father had talked about this past week was the snake plant. Some good information about it. You know, he even has a story from 1960 in there. I was not even a thought at that point. So it was pretty cool. I can give some information about the snake plant. That's a good one. But in the meantime, give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we'll do everything we can to help you out and answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. But we'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern, so we got plenty of time to talk about a bunch of different things. I know yesterday I got an email in regards to something I was talking about a couple weeks ago about a rhododendron. It was the maximum rhododendron that can be used as a living hedge. I've seen it get real big, real easy to establish. So that's one that you can take a look at. There's a gentleman by the name of Frank. He was looking at it. It's called a maximum rhododendron. I get 15, 18 feet tall. Once it gets established, doesn't need a lot of watering. Kind of lives in the woods. I've seen it, as I was discussing, I saw it in Roanoke, Virginia, in the mountains over there. It was amazing. We were just driving, my father and I, a couple years ago, were driving down to my aunt's house there, and either side of the road, just maximum rhododendrons covered. I mean, this was in March, so there was no flowers, nothing like that, but there was leaves everywhere, so it was pretty cool. But we'll definitely talk a little bit more about different shrubs that you can use, but that's a really good one for a living hedge. A couple weeks ago somebody had asked about that, and I think it's a really good good idea to have that versus fences. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe. If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop
develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions and do everything we can. So we'll see what we can do to help you out. Today, Sunday, the 30th, a couple days till the 2019, the new year. So, get excited for a new year full of, resolutions, etc., to get going for the year and start fresh. I know I look forward to a new year, different year. This year was... wasn't the best out there, but it was, at the same time, we still had some good times. I had my second daughter was born this year. So that's a great one. Gotta look at the positive, right? Unfortunately, we lost my father this year, but, hey, it's a new year. Let's start fresh. Let's start new. But like I was talking about, before the break, different types of houseplants we can talk about. One of the articles that my father had written recently, he had a couple different ones. I like the one that was called, has a couple names. It's called the Wandering Jew or the Wandering Sailor. It's a nice variegated leaf. Instead of the variegation, being the same on every leaf, it's kind of different on each one, so it's not like, just yellow or white on the outside and then green in the middle. There's some that's yellow on the outside and then green in the middle, some that's yellow in the middle, green on the outside. So it's got that variegation that's a little bit different. It's not the same that you would just normally see elsewhere. Mostly seen in like a hanging basket, although you can put it on a small table, have it weep over. It's meant to have that. It doesn't go up. It really goes down and over a pot. It's really, something a little bit different than you would see. You would pretty much consider it like a creeper for inside. Instead of having like a vine that's outside or like a pachysander that creeps across the ground. This is what this is considered to do. So it's a pretty cool one. It's not draft tolerant. I bring that up every week about the different plants. I think that's important. So you can actually see, all right, if it's going to get hit by a draft, maybe this isn't the one for you. Also, temperature-wise, the lowest it would really want to go is about 40 on 41 degrees, 42 degrees. Nothing really lower than that. It won't do well after that. It'll start to turn black. The leaves will start to turn black, etc. It kind of just goes when it's growing. It doesn't just stay in one area. It kind of just goes all over the place. It'll go down or out depending upon how you have it, but that's the main basis for it. You want to water regularly all year round. And you want to allow the soil to dry out slightly before watering. So that's not, that's basically saying the water's not going, the soil is not going to be that light brown, like there's no water in it. It's going to be, in between like the dark, dark brown when it's wet and in between the light brown, of the soil. Best way to check is always the finger test. Put your finger in. If you can feel that it's wet, obviously you don't need to water. But if you can feel that it's a little moist in there, maybe you can start to water at that point. Fertilizing type, you would feed it in the spring, summer, and fall, not in the winter. You kind of get it, give that dormancy period that I've been talking about for a number of weeks here. Winter is kind of the dormant period, but it'll still look good as a plant. You just don't want to feed it. You want to allow the roots to rejuvenate and get bigger, and get that rest, if you will, to get better for you for the future. Really easy to grow for light, filtered sunlight, and you want to keep the plant away from full sun. So you're not going to put it in direct sunlight. You're going to put it in a non-full sun, so maybe half a day sun, not in the hot part of the day. But it's a pretty cool looking plant. Again, this is called the Wandering Jew or the Wandering Sailor. Great one to add to your collection. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261, and 855-660-4261.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The government shutdown is now in week 2, and there's nothing partial about it for hundreds of thousands of federal workers that are going without paychecks, like federal prison officer Chris Jansen.
We can't call our mortgage company and say, hey, sorry, the government shut down, so I'm not paying you either.
President Trump tweeted that most of the people furloughed are Democrats. He also said that many of the federal workers are asking him to continue the shutdown until he gets the border wall funding. 380,000 workers have been told to stay home and they won't get paid. 420,000 other workers, including postal workers, Border Patrol officers, and TSA screeners, have to work without pay. John Martin was furloughed from his New Hampshire job as an engineering technician for the FAA.
As a federal worker, you feel sometimes like you're hostage to this.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, where our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call, and you know, we'll do everything we can to help you out. And you know, if I don't know the answer, I'm gonna try to do some research on it, because it is something that I want to know if I don't have the answer. So feel free to you know, try to stump me. If you stump me, I'll probably say let me get back to you. Just a cool, just give us a call. We'll do what we can to help you out. So I've been talking about some different house plants today, as I do every week, just to try to give some ideas of what to bring inside, what to purchase this winter, for the indoor living space. You know, we talked about how the past few years it's really become popular, and it's been awesome to have the outdoor rooms, outdoor living spaces, and really the staycation versus some of the vacations. So you can spend some time out in your yard versus somebody else's. Now, you know, you've done that for that spring, summer, and fall type season. But what about the winter? Have something inside to really feel like it's nice outside, etc. So there's a number of houseplants you can bring in to really add something to the house versus just, you know, walls and, you know, some pictures here and there, etc. So, you know, we just talked about a few different ones. We had just talked about the Wandering Jew. The one I want to talk about now is called the snake plant. It's also called Mother-in-Law's Tongue, or the snake plant. So that's its name. It's got a variegation to the leaf. So this variegation to the leaf, they're long leaves. They're straight up and down. They're not, I don't know if you'd consider them called leaves, but it's each leaf goes straight up, and that from the pot itself, from the base. It's not coming out from something. It's not, you know, a main stalk and then coming out from there. It's coming from the bottom of it. So it's a pretty different one. It's not, you know, something that is just you know, has that main stocking coming out, etc. It's variegated as well. It's usually the yellow on the outside, green in the middle, with a little bit of like different types of colors, bands across it throughout the leaves. It's not your typical look of a leaf. So the way it does, it's kind of like scales almost. It kind of looks like a snake skin. That's why it has the name. If you were to look at it, it's kind of just wavy on the back of the leaf. So it's different. It's not something you see everywhere. This is draft tolerant. So this is something that can get a little bit of a draft. Go about down to 40, 42 degrees for temperatures, but it'll take a draft. So that's pretty good. A little bit different than some of the others. You want to make sure you water from underneath. And you could do it by putting in like a sink and letting water sit in it, fill it that way, instead of taking a hose or watering can to it. But you can definitely do that as well. But you don't want to really water from above. You just want to hit the soil. Makes it a little bit easier. You don't want to. You want it to kind of dry out in between each of the waterings. You don't want to heavily soak it by any means. It's a type of succulent. Succulents don't need as much water as others. So this might be a nicer plant for indoors because it doesn't need as much water. You're not going to, you know, sit there and have to water it every day, or, you know, maybe it's every week, every 2 weeks that you're watering this. So it's not something you have to remember all the time. So it's an easy one in the house. Let's see. Some of the fertilizer you want to do once a month from spring to fall, but nothing in the winter. Most plants you're not going to fertilize in the winter. You want them to kind of have that dormancy period. Allow them to rejuvenate itself. Get some of the, it's going to take all that fertilizer it's been getting in during the season and just store it up and get going, healthier roots, etc. And then you can start back up in the spring. But usually winter, you want the plant to just kind of cool down a little bit. Relax, if you will, you know, have that, you know, hibernation or dormancy period to allow it to really be better for you during the growing seasons. It prefers a filtered sunlight, but it will tolerate full sun. And one of the things, the more sun it gets, the more yellow the leaves will get. It's kind of interesting in that way, where, you know, depending upon how much sun you have, it can change the variation of the leaves. So that's something different that you don't see on others. You know, there's a few different things. Most of them are going to be the yellow, but I've seen some with almost like a white color to them, but they're mostly all yellow. So it's a cool looking plant. It's called the snake plant. And the one, the sunlight we went over, I just want to make sure I get everything. There's no flowers on this plant. The same thing with the previous, with the wandering Jew. There are no flowers, more foliage type plants. During the winter, you're going to see more foliage type plants versus flowering plants. You'll still have a few out there, but this is a pretty cool one. I remember having one as a little kid. And just kind of looking at it and being like, you know, at first not understanding, why is it called the snake plant? You know, I didn't really understand why it was called that. But, you know, and once you kind of learn a little bit about it and look at it, it really does kind of look like that snake. Maybe it's the fact I don't like snakes, don't want to look at snakes, that type of thing. Maybe I just, maybe that's one of the reasons why I wouldn't put two and two together. But, hey, It's a good looking plant, and it's definitely far from a snake. It's not gonna do anything to you. So I'll take that one. But that's just one of them. Our phone number here, guys, is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call, and we'll do everything we can to help you out. And we can continue on going on different houseplants. We can talk about a lot of things. We can talk about getting the garden ready in the spring, what to do. I know, you know, one of the things I've talked about in the long period of time here is, you know, making sure your snow blowers are ready, making sure you get your shovels ready, your ice melt, etc. It's winter will be here at some point, and it's usually the past few years we've had to wait until the end of January to have this snow, but you know, it's coming. It's going to happen. There will be snow. I'm not seeing much in the forecast. I'm seeing warm weather again. You know, Tuesday they're saying in my area at least 55 degrees. That's January 1st. That's just unheard of. The temperatures have been crazy this season, but snow will happen. Will come. I know it will. We're in New England. The weather's going to change every day. It's going to be something different. So, you know, definitely get that stuff ready. Make sure you have it. The other thing you can do, just take a look at naturalalternative.com. They have some great ice melt there that you can start with. I actually I was up at my parents' house yesterday, and I saw a bag of it, and I was like, "Mom, I'm going to take this. You're going to Florida for a little bit. I'm going to take this. You don't need it." So I'm going to try it out at the house. But it's one of their, helps melt the ice, but it also protects the paws. My parents had have three dogs. I have a dog. I want to be safe as I can. And so that Natural Alternative has a good ice melt. And, you can give them a call during the week at 888-546-5941. They definitely want to hear from you if you have questions. It doesn't have to be just about ice melt. They have some really great products throughout the year. If you want to keep your plants healthy, their protolizer you can use through the winter on your houseplants. It's a, it's not a fertilizer. As I've been talking about, don't fertilize this time of year. What this is, it helps the nutrients that are in the soil. It helps the root system help develop it. So it's definitely something you want to try and use during the season. Before I looked at Natural Alternative and their information about the protolizer, I didn't know what it really was and know that information. And there's never been something you can use during the winter that's the ideal. That's an alternative to a fertilizer, and this is one of those things. The protolizer is something you can use in your houseplants all winter long. It's not a fertilizer. Even though it's called protolizer, kind of like fertilizer, it's not a fertilizer, but it's really beneficial to work together with everything that you have. So that's something you should definitely take a look at. And they do have the code, the PPGC, for 10% off on most products that are not already discounted, and the free shipping. So that's some good place to look at. They're some good stuff. Like I said, I just got a bag, so I'm going to really try it out once the winter happens. I want to see. I knew my father loved it. I know my father used it. So I know it's a good product, but I want to see too. So I'm going to try that out. But, it's one of those things. I went up to Maine yesterday, see my mom, help her. She goes down to Florida for a little bit, see my brother, see some family on the way. She's going to leave around 6, maybe 7 this morning on the way head down. I was up there, got a few more different books from my father's collection. Was just looking at some of his stuff, looking at some old pictures, etc. So it's pretty cool to see some of that stuff. You look at them all the time when you live there, when you're a kid, but looking at them now, you have a new meaning. Got to sit in the desk for a little bit, just think and look at all his stuff around there. He's some really good stuff there. So it's good to be up there, get him, feel my father around, and like I feel him all the time anyways. But it was a good thing to be up there, clean up a little bit, get them ready for winter. You know, there's still, like I said, you know, the snow really hasn't happened, so you can still, you know, some of you might still have some patio stuff outside. Sunroom might be full of some stuff that you've used here and there because it's been so nice. You know, we're almost in January, so it might be time to really put that away if you do that type of thing. I know we just got cleaned up a little bit of the backyard. My mom's house got that ready for winter. So still some things you can do out there. Tuesday, if you have the day off, like I said, 55 degrees. It's going to be cloudy, so it's not going to be, you know, full sun. But, you know, if you haven't finished a few things out in the yard, get them done, get them cleaned up, get ready for spring, and just keep going. Use this to your advantage to get outside instead of being stuck inside. We have plenty of snow to come to be stuck inside. Get out there, you know, bring the kids to a park, something along those lines. It's supposed to be nice. In the meantime, give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890, BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual tree and shrub insect control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, it will travel throughout the entire plant and it will not wash off.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DRMILLERSClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DRMILLERSClinic.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. ProactiveMD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.99. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, where our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. I know it's a little early. The sun's not coming out, but it's getting light out there. Wake up, get ready for the week. Let's go into the phone lines. And Nathan, who's up first today?
Steve and Franklin.
Steve, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. I was listening to your show, and I have rhododendrons in front for a hedge, and I had the snowblower all ready to go, but there's no snow. But I had a question about my garden, and
yep.
I have a rototiller, and I didn't till it up this fall because they said it wasn't a good idea to do that. Did you hear about that?
Which part of the garden?
The part I had the carrots and the things, the radishes and tomatoes in.
Well, so one of the things that is different from in years past that I've heard in the past, like I want to say 5-6 years, maybe a little bit less. I learned this from my father. Instead of rototilling the garden in the fall, you cut back the plants, like a tomato plant, to the ground and leave the root system in there. Any pepper plant, anything along those lines, leave the root system into the soil, because what it does is those roots are still kind of growing during the winter. And it's making the microbes move around in the soil. And so in the spring, when you come back to plant, you'll remove that plant at that point because you're going to be establishing new root system. But it's going to keep the soil active, and it's going to keep those microbes in the soil versus removing them right away. It was something that my father had learned from Jeff Lowenfell, who did a bunch with nutrients and microbes. He has a couple books out there. He was in this area, in the New England area, but now he actually lives in Alaska. So I'm sure they try to get as much as they can with their growing season being short. The other thing you could add to the soil versus rototilling it would be like a winter rye. The temperatures are still warm and warm here and there. You might actually be able to plant it at this point if you haven't already. But yeah, it's a little bit different than, you know, we grew up learning what to do with the garden. It was always rototill in the fall, get everything mixed in, etc. There's some different schools of thought. There are some people who still want to rototill all the time, but by leaving some of the root system in there, it just really helps work with the plants for the future. You know, you've put in all this fertilizer all season. You know, you've really worked on developing the root system, and just to throw it away at the end. Now, if you have a compost pile, that's great because it's going to help it. But if you don't have that compost pile, why not just cut them down to the ground, leave them in there, and help the soil, basically feeding the soil for the winter?
Yeah. Well, I put a lot of bulbs in in the spring, and like irises and gladiolus. Yep. And they didn't come up too good, but I'm hoping they'll come up in the spring.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's definitely, we had a weird winter this past year with, till January, maybe middle of February where it was warm. I want to say the middle of February it was about 70 degrees one day, and then we got all those nor'easters. So it kind of affected a lot of different things, especially
stuff. We had a record for rainfall.
Yeah, we've had more than enough rain this year. I could be all right with not seeing as much rain. But, you know, it's definitely, this year should be better going into the spring. Like I said, we want that snow. We need the snow to get that ground to understand, all right, it's winter, I need to go dormant. So hopefully we do get some of that.
All right. I have a lousy lawn. It's just about, I can't bring it back. I had the turf tech guy come in, but it didn't come back. I don't know what to do about that. Buy all new loam.
Well, so definitely we're about to go to a break, but one major suggestion is get a pH and soil test done. Soil test is the way to go to see what's in there. You can go to send it to Natural Alternative, and they can take a look at it. Hang tight for me.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.